The Gemara says in Tanis on Daf Hey Amud Beis, a few lines before the end of the short lines. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Kaviyasu Sidasa, they were having a meal together. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Leimar Rav Ilsa, say something. Amalei Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan, Eima Sicha Mesuda, Shem Yaknim Kana Levesh, you're not supposed to talk when you're eating. V'yavali Dei Sakana. So they ate. Then Basid the Sar, when they finished eating, Amalei, so at that point he was willing to talk. Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan, Yaakov Avinu Lames. So he's asked to say something, so the one random thing he thought to say was Yaakov Avinu Lames. Amalei, V'chi Bachti, Saftu, Saftainaya, V'chantu Chanataya, V'kabri Kivraya. So that's a nice thing to say, the Yaakov Avinu Lames, but that was a pretty elaborate funeral for someone who didn't die and has paid them in embalming. Amalei Mikra Nidoresh, skipping a few lines. Mazar b'chayim afu b'chayim. So even though the Pesukim in Parshas Vayechi seem to present all the trappings of someone who died, nevertheless, Chazal have this tradition that on some level, Yaakov Avinu lo meis. The Marsha, the second page of the Marmar Kamos, is bothered. We understand that Yaakov was a unique individual, but so are the other Avos. So why is it the Dafka Yaakov Avinu lo meis as opposed to Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu? Marsha suggests, difference was, that Avram and Yitzchak both had children who went off the derech, were not part of Zera Avram in the Klal Yisrael sense, and Yaakov Avinu was mitas shleima. Yaakov Avinu's children all were on board, and that's why Yaakov Avinu was zochah to this level of Yaakov Avinu lo meis. So I thank Rabbi Tabbis for this connection to our topic tonight. But that's essentially the notion of Brahma Zaka Avua, that a son can do something to affect the status of his father, Lachar Misa, which is the basis of our minhag of reciting a Kaddish on behalf of a deceased parent. That's a minhag that is recorded in the Ramah, third page of the Marmar Kamos, Yaradeya Shin Ayin Vav, Se'if Dalid. The Ramah writes, the second long line of this edition. The third long line. Nimsa b'midrashas lomer kaddish alav. So there's a tradition reflected in midrashim to recite kaddish over a deceased father, deceased parent. Alkei nagu lomer l'aveim kaddish basra yud beis chodesh. Hence the minhag to recite Kaddish on behalf of a deceased parent for the year of Avelus. What are these midrashim that the Ramah references? Take a look at, a few pages later, the Or Zeruah, Hilchos Shabbos Siman Nun. So Or Zeruah quotes a medrash, which we don't really have in a primary source among midrashim Chazal, but we have it in the Rishonim. The Or Zeruah says, Ma'isa b'Yukiva, Shira Adam Echad, Shaya Aram, Vishachor, Kepacham. Rabbi Akiva once encountered an unclothed individual who was black as soot. Vayatoin al Rosha Kitan Asara Teunin, and he was carrying on his head a very heavy load. Vayarat Kamutsa Sasus, he was running like a horse. Gazla Rabbi Akiva Vamido. So Rabbi Akiva told him, stop. Vamar Loso Ish, Lamata Osa Vada Kasha Kasos, why are you working so hard? If you're a servant and your master is forcing you to engage in this kind of labor, I'll redeem you. And if you're poor, and this is what you need to do for parnasa, I'll make you rich. Don't stop me. If you stop me, then maybe those who oversee me will get angry. What is this all about? I'm really dead. And every day they send me to gather firewood and they burn me in the firewood. So what did you do in your first Gilgal on this world, in your previous life? I was an IRS agent. And I would show favoritism to the rich and kill the poor. So those overseers that you referenced, did they tell you anyway out of this? Nope, don't stop me. There's no way out. If this person would have a son, and that son would recite Baruch Hu and engender the response of Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Ved, Yom Yisgadel V'Odin Achra V'Heshmei Rabba Mivarach Miyad Matirna So Ish Men Aparanus. So if this person would have a son, and the son would say Baruch Hu or Kaddish, and the Kahal would respond, then that would save him. But as far as I know, last I was on this world, my wife was pregnant, and then I died. I don't know if I did have a son, if anyone would teach him anything, because there was no one to teach him. Rabbi Akiva went to find if there was such a son born, so he could encourage him to daven for an amid or say Kaddish. So he went and he found there was such a son, and the son was not at all educated. I'm skipping to the second column. Shala ben Amr Hare Aril Hu Vafila Mrs. Mila Saknu. He never even had a Bris Mila. Mian Ali Bakiva Umala given Bris Mila Vashiva Lafanov Vlayam Akabal Torah Shiyashivalov Arbim Yamatanis. He wasn't receptive to any Torah till Rabbi Akiva sat and fasted for 40 days. Yasa Basko Vyamala Bakiva Lechul Amalo. After 40 days, Lechul Amalo, Basko said, go teach him. Halach v'lam de Torah, Kriyas Shema, Vishman Esrei, Brachas, Berkos Amazon, Hamid Lechnei Kali, Adam Dam from the Amut, Amr Brachas Hashem Mivarach, Anor Kal Brachas Hashem Mivarach Lamed, Yiskadli Yishmei Rabba, V'yos Hashem Miyad Itira Meis Min HaParanus. So that saved the day. Miyad Bali Rebbe Kiva B'chalom, so this guy, Rebbe Kiva saved, came to him in a dream, V'amr Yirazim V'fnei Hashem, Shatinuach Da'atcha B'gan Eden, Shizal Tosim Medina Shal Gehenim. Fine. So that is the Medrash that the Ramah references, which is the source for reciting Kaddish on behalf of a parent. So Beit Abachya has a comment in Parsha, I guess not here, Parsha Shoftim, in the Parsha of Egla Rufa, and the Pasuk says, Kaper Li Amcha. Beit Abachya references the Chazal, Kaper li amcha elu chayim shemiskaper b'mamon. If someone's alive, they can achieve a kapara by giving staka. Asher padisa elu meisim shemiskaper b'mamon chayim. And if someone dies, they can achieve a kapara if their descendants give staka on their behalf. That's the source for giving staka, what we call yisker. V'leman b'zeh shakdeishas shenogin achayim lakdeishem ad meisim sheishem toelas meisim. The money that's donated by the living on behalf of the deceased has a toelas. If a son donates something on behalf of the father, just as if you're makdish money on behalf of a nifter, that creates a toelas. If you recite kaddish, same root, makdish kaddish, if you say kaddish or any bracha in shul, that also engenders the same tikkun. K'mash Amr Bagad, the Bosa Maisa Shur Bikiva, he references this Maisa Shur Bikiva that we just saw. We've quoted before that Rabbi Eliel Goodmacher has a sefer called Sukkos Shalom about things to do to affect the Eloi for the Neshama of an Iftar. He says here, Kaddish is really the lowest level, the lowest rung on the ladder. That Kaddish was established for people who can't do anything more. So the least you could do is say Kaddish B'tzibur. But the daven for an amud is better than saying kaddish. Then you have more kaddishim. You have you engender more responses. The baruch hu is equated to kaddish in this medrash Rebbe Akiva that the Or Zeruah quotes. And then he says, not everyone can daven for an amud. Some people don't have a good voice. So even if you can't daven for an amud, better than that is to dedicate a certain mitzvah to the schos of the nifter. And even better than that, than to dedicate a specific mitzvah, is to engage in Talmud Torah. And even better than Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah Barabim, and even better than Talmud Torah Barabim is Talmud Torah Barabim between Mincha Mariv, meaning to be Mechaber, Yom V'Layla, b'divrei Torah. So Kaddish is on the lower level, the lowest level of what one could do, and there are other things that are even more effective. The Darkei Moshe and the Pesachei Tshuva quote Marik in Simon Lamed, discusses that the tikkun affected by Kaddish on behalf of a parent is also relevant on behalf of a grandparent, because B'nai Banim Harehim Kabanim. He says it's not exactly the same, but his bottom line is that he writes as follows: Ila didi tzaisisu, if people listen to me, Amina derech pshara, sha'omer l'aviv yomer beis pamim, v'yomer al-ziknasa yomer pamachas. So he's reluctant to say that a grandson is on the same level as a son in terms of kedima for Kaddish. But we're talking about where only one person says Kaddish at a time. If you're going to buy the Kaddishes and you have a son and a grandson for different niftarim, in a situation, let's say, where the niftar has no son but he has a grandson, so then you should divide it 2-1, that the son for one nifter will get two kaddishes, and the grandson of the other nifter will get one kaddish. So that's his pshara. They really b'nei banim harehem kabanim, but they're not kabanim mamish. So it's not exactly in the same level, but almost. So that's his pshara of 2-1. And that is reflected in the Tshuvas HaRama as well. On the next page of the Mar Makoma, Simen Kuf Yukhes. So the Rama more or less adopts this approach. On the second page of the Tshuva Sarama, the first column, third line, Koshekin dekumar asher hanal, gadol yosem toch beso v'amu zechah Sanhedrin, kol megadol yosem toch beso kilo yelado, Koshekin sheviyu l'chayelam haba. Okay. So this situation where there's no son, the Rama says that the daughter's son should say Kaddish like other Avelim. Here we're talking about where the daughter's still living. So the grandson of the Nifter can only say Kaddish if he has the reshus of his living parents. So he's more chayiv in the covet of his parents than his grandparents. So unless you have permission of the parents, if the parents are living, you shouldn't say Kaddish on behalf of the grandparents. And then he goes on to quote the Marik Pshara favorably of the two to one breakdown. So this is reflected in the Raman or Chayim Kuflame Beisif Beis. Rama says that if there's no son, so then a grandson should say Kaddish, but only if the parent is not makbid. So the generally assumed that if parents are living, then it's not appropriate to say Kaddish. At least, and some say that if the parent doesn't care, then you could say Kaddish under those circumstances. Rabbi Willig is very strong, adamant that under no circumstances should someone ever say Kaddish if the parents are living, and Rosh Hashanah is more open to someone say Kaddish under those circumstances. But definitely there's no living, if there is already a deceased parent and there's no son, so then it would be appropriate for grandson to say Kaddish Dam for Namud on behalf of the grandfather. And then you have the Marik's 2-1 Pshara, that he doesn't get the same number of Kaddishes as everyone else, but he does rank in the lineup. I'm sorry?
Only by
Yud Beis Chodesh
or
Yortzeit? By Yud
Beis Chodesh
and
Yortzeit.
Right, so Rosh Hashanah says that that a grandson on a Yortzeit would have Kedima, I mean the Pashup Shat, the grandson on a Yortzeit would have Kedima over regular Avol Tach Yud Beis Chodesh. Most people don't realize that, and so you wouldn't create a tumult. But that's what should happen.
What happens if the grandfather had a child who was knowing Yartzeit for many years?
Right.
That child is now in it. Is the grandchild likely to continue that on?
Probably not. The Iker is the Yud Beis Chodesh. But right, well, my mother, La Shalom, is an only child. And my grandmother passed away after my mother passed away, so I said Kaddish, not for the Yomer, for that year. Okay, the Ramah notes, go back to a few pages ago, back to Shinai and Vasif Dalid. Actually, before that, let's go forward first, if we have it here yet. After the Tshuvas HaRamah, take a look at the Piskei Tshuva and Simen Shin Dalet Mem Sifkatan Aleph. Shin Dalet Mem Sifkatan Aleph. So we quoted the Piskei Tshuva a few weeks ago, but we discussed a request on behalf of a nifter not to be maspit. In the same context, he quotes that if the nifter says not to say Kaddish, he quotes him a sefer Evan HaShoham. I am Jewish Evan HaShoham. Demisha Tziva Shebenola Yomer Kaddish, a love, Shomin Lo. Someone says don't say Kaddish, we listen. Rabbi Karp in his Mishmeres Malchus points out, if you actually look at the Evan Shoham inside, it's not what he says. The Piskei Tshuva left out a critical word. It doesn't say Shoman Lo, it says Ein Shoman Lo. So sometimes one word makes a big difference. And he says that's more correct, because Kaddish is not only a favor for the Nifter, even though that is an element of it, but it's also Mitzvah Saben, or Minagaben. But that's incumbent on a son, so the father has no right to say, don't say Kaddish for me. Okay. But back to the Ramah in Shinayin Vav Sif Dalet. So he said, he quoted the Medrash that we saw, the Midrash, the Rabbi Kiva, that you recite Kaddish on behalf of the parent. Al-Kainogu Lomar Al-Ave'im Kaddish Basar Yubes Chodesh. Okay. So Minag is Yud Beis Chodesh. However, the Ramah goes on. Towards the end of the Ramah, it's a long Ramah, so right before Shinayin Zayin, four lines before the end of the Ramah, Nagu She'ein Omim Kaddish Yitzvila Rak Yud Aleph Chodeshim. The minhag is, even though it really should be Yubei Chodesh, the minhag is that you only be saying Kaddish and Namfren Amud for 11 months. Why? Kidei Shelo Yasu Aviyam Ve'imam Rishayim Kimishpat Rasha Yubei Chodesh. So you have a tradition that the judgment of Rishayim and Gehenim is 12 months. So if one were to say Kaddish for 12 months, you give the impression that your parent was a Rasha, and that's why he needs to say Kaddish for 12 months. So therefore the minhag is, the Ramah says, he only said Kaddish for 11 months, based on a Maril, Simen, Kaf, Beis. Says the Piskei Tshuva of Katan Dalet, Sefer Chomos Yerushalayim, Misha Yodei Bav V'ima Shai Yerushalayim, Meyosam Shini Donim, Yubeis Chodesh, Rayim M'chuyim Shemar Kaddish Yubeis Chodesh. So if you talk and know that your father was a Rasha, he's a Mechal Shabbos, he's a unquestionable Rasha, so then you talk and should say Kaddish for Yubeis Chodesh, because maybe that will have an effect. If you look at the later Sfarim, so different places are different minhagim. Some, Rabbi Karp here quotes in the Shiara Knesset Gedola, some places have the minhag of reciting Kaddish for 12 months minus 1 week. But Vavadia quotes that some places have the minhag of stopping for 1 week at the 11th month, the end of the 11th month, and then resuming for the last 3 weeks up until the yard site. Someone has a minhag of stopping for a day. I think among Ashkenazim, the general practice is to stop after 11 months. Some of the practice of still davening for an amud, with a little bit less of a kpeda to do so during the 12th month, even after stopping to say Kaddish. Rav Vadya writes, Rabbi Felder writes in his Sodis Machos, that Kaddish Derabbanah might be different. So maybe Kaddish Derabbanah should be recited during the 12th month, even if Kaddish Yasom is not. Okay. So it's clear from the Seder Kedima in the Ramah, both here and in Arachayim with the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah and Be'er Halacha have a Seder Kedima in the Magen Avraham Seder Kedima is printed in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis in Arachayim. So it's clear from all these Seder Kedimas that the standard minhag among Ashkenazim was that one person alone recited Kaddish at any given time, and that's why you have to have a whole Seder Kedima who has the right to the various Kaddishes. Rav Shechter tells the story of the Shagas Aryeh. I'm not sure where it's recorded elsewhere, but I think it's written up in Nefesh HaRav also, that there was the Balabatim had some dispute about who had Kedima for Kaddish, and they went to the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh told them to pick straws or draw lots. So they said to Shagas Aryeh, isn't there a whole Seder Kedima in the Magen Avraham, who goes first? So Shagas Aryeh said, and how do you think the Magen Avraham arrived at his conclusions? That being the case, it is recorded that Rabbi Akiva Eiger was misaken during a cholera epidemic when there were a lot of people saying Kaddish, and there weren't enough Kaddishes to go around, that everyone should start reciting Kaddish in unison. Among the Sephardim, apparently that practice went back for a long time. So what are the relative merits of those two practices of Kaddish in unison versus only one Kaddish at a time? So for a summary of the positions, take a look at Rav Sternbach, Shuvas van Hagos, Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Gimel, a few pages for the end of the packet. And he happens to quote many of the relevant sources, so it's easier just to go through it here. So first he quotes from the Yaivis and the Siddur, who praise the Minhag HaSfardim that all the Avelim would say Kaddish together. That way you don't get into any fights, you don't have to worry about Kedima, because everyone says it together. And he quotes the Savar of Nas in Amsterdam, Talmud of Bissel Salanter, in the other direction, that you can't have two people say Kaddish together, because Trey Kalila Mishdamai, and the Chazanish was opposed to people saying Kaddish at the same time as well. Quotes of Chasen Sofer and Tshuva are Achayim Kufnun Tes. The whole point of Kaddish is to be Mizaka Vitzibur, to answer Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. So if two people say it together, only one of them is really being Mizaka Vitzibur, the other person doesn't add anything. Then he quotes the Binyan Tzion, Chela Galo Simon Kuf Kaf Beis. Binyan Tzion says, the Ayyavids was impressed by the Sfardim, they all said it together. So that's because Sfardim daven carefully, they say every word. So they know to say every word. So if people say Kaddish together, then that doesn't become a Balagan. But by us, we don't daven with the same precision as the Sfardim. So if you have people saying Kaddish together, it's not going to work.
You can actually say that in a more respectful way. That part of their davening is that they're routinely saying
things. Yes, that's basically what he's saying.
Okay,
just checking. Right, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, take a look at the next page. Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, Aruch Chaim, Siv Ches. Halavush Magen Avraham Kasvik Hamin Hagi Kaddishim and Dineim Etzleinu Kulam Amin V'Yachad. In the Vardik they all said it together. L'mikadam L'tigal Sa'amin V'Yachad V'Yachad Kaddish. Fine. So Kedimos for an Amin that's still relevant. Kaddish, we don't talk about Kedima anymore because everyone says Kaddish together. They quote, Rabbi Karp quotes that Rabbi Yankel Schiff said by the Biskar Rav, they all said people said Kaddish together. So it seems that among most Ashkenazim outside of the Yekish community, that communities that preserve the original Minhag Ashkenaz of only one person saying Kaddish at a time, some have developed that multiple people say Kaddish together, for better or for worse. So some say, and the Badei Shulchan has this, and Rav Shtermach in the Shuvah that we just saw, and others, that if you're going to say Kaddish together, better everyone should stand next to each other, as we do here, because that way people will hear the same thing in unison. Rabbi Karp isn't convinced. He says, no, maybe it's better that people should spread out. Because if one person says Kaddish on one side of the shul, the other person saying the other side of the shul, so then everyone has their 10 people around them who are really just focused and zoned in on that one Kaddish, as opposed to if you're bothered by the Trei Kalei L'Mishamai, and everyone's standing next to each other, then you can't discern one from the other. Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen just came out with an English sefer on Avelis over the past year, so I opened it up for the first time tonight. And so he says that maybe these different practices, whether you could have multiple people saying Kaddish at the same time or not, should be dependent on what is the Kaddish accomplishing. So the Chasen Sofer, and the simple understanding, what we saw, is that the point is one person is mostly the rabbi with Kaddish. That's what it sounds like in the Medrash of Rabbi Kiva, that one person, the son, says Kaddish, Yizkadav Yizkadash, and then that engenders a response of Mei Neshmei Rabbi, and that's his chus for the Nifter. So then, it's mistaber that only one person should be saying Kaddish at a time, because what does it mean that multiple people are saying it together to engender the front? Never should be Kedusha, you have one Shliach Tzibur, you never have multiple Shluchi Tzibur. However, he quotes from a Prichadosh. Prichadosh sounds like, no, there's an independent value to just reciting the text of the Kaddish, independent of the Dabar Shebek Kedusha, independent of engendering the communal response, that some of that affects as chus for the Nifter to just say the words, to be Mekaddish, Shem Shemayim, in that format. So maybe there's value even if you're not, it has to be done in the context of the Dabar Shebek Kedusha with the Minyan, but there may be independent value even in the face of the Trei Kalei L'Mishtamai problem. Okay, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. I think we have it here. Igros Moshe. There we go. Chelek Aleph Yerodei Simon Reish Nun Dalet. Chelek Aleph Yerodei Simon Reish Nun Dalet. Moshe was asked, person is hired to say Kaddish on behalf of someone else. So that's somewhat questionable how effective that is. Doesn't sound like the problem is akavua. So it sounds like on some level, if you appoint a shliach, maybe that has some effect. Not on the same level of someone who's actually the son. So in the state of Kedima, they wouldn't rank. But okay, the practice is you hire someone to say Kaddish. Fine. So how many jobs can one person take on at once? Can you say the same Kaddish for more than one person? So Moshe says, he thinks that one Kaddish a day per customer is sufficient. So if a person says Kaddish for hire, as long as he has one Kaddish devoted to every person that he's hired for, that's okay. So he writes, and if the shul has two minyanim, he wants to sit through two minyanim every day, then he can double his workload, because he'll have one Kaddish for each person and go to two minyanim so he can say more Kaddishes. Says, if there's an understanding that you're saying every Kaddish for the person, so then it could be a chashash gezel if you're only going to say one Kaddish. So you have to make sure that there's an understanding between the employer and the employee, so to speak. But fundamentally, one Kaddish a day is sufficient to affect the tikkun on behalf of the neshama. Generally speaking, we assume, we're inclined to assume, that Seder Kedima for an Amud for Kaddish is not something that should engender machlokes, and it's better schus for the Nifter to avoid machlokes and to be omed or makbid on your Kaddish. But there's an interesting comment of the Amrik Bracha of Arye Pomeranchik, Anina Zavela Simon Tess, who says, not so fast. So maybe you shouldn't be Gomel Chasadim to someone else on the Cheshbin of the Nifter. Because if you take it to its conclusion, then you end up never saying Kaddish, because you always mean Mevater. So if Al Pi Din, you're entitled to this Kaddish, and the other person's not. So you shouldn't necessarily be Mevater that Kaddish to someone else, even if it's a nice thing to do, because then you're shortchanging the Nifter, who is losing the opportunity of having Kaddish recited by his son on his behalf. So there's a balance. I'm sorry?
He'd rather have a machlokas.
So it's an interesting comment, but he says sometimes if it's if you're really entitled to it, the other person's not, so you have to figure out what the right thing to do is. But that's you know, I would have assumed otherwise. But an interesting comment of the Amir Bracha. Okay, it looks like we're out of time.
What if you're at home where they not doing exactly unison, and you hear clapping the same time, one guy says fifth, and you have a four amen, the four is the other one?
So if it's more than Tochi de Dibur apart from the other one, you have to probably have to answer for both.
But it's not,
if it's Tochi de Dibur, then you wait for the second one and say it then.